Back at it again. I'm aware it's been a little while since I've decided to funnel my last episode. And when I talked about the authority and the necessity for it in regards to my country, the United States of America, it had been a couple of months had passed between now and then. Most of the time I've been under lockdown and things like that. Now, some would say because of the lockdown, because of everything that's gone on, I've changed my mind regarding the need for authority, but the art and reality is, no. If anything, my views have solidified. Now, I'm not saying that because, oh my god, I'm a terrible person. I'm saying that because to paraphrase what the communists have said about the middle class, it is the bourgeoisie that are ironically the linchpin with regards to whether things will go great, things will go terrible. I think the ardent reality to what we rectified is the need to have a national unifying narrative. And I'm a firm believer in that. Because as the fireworks and such cannon off behind me, as the full moon rises right where my eye line's at, I will say this for absolute certainty: I love my country. I am a proud patriot, or patriot rather, however you want to cop it. But I'm also a socialist. Not the garbage semblance of socialism that we see on TV, where somehow we all want open borders. Because, yeah, let's depress the American workers' wages even more with regards to open borders. The art and reality is we need the borders sealed. And say what you want about the socialists, they knew this back in 1912, 1908, when the Socialist Party was firmly getting together. But the ultimate tragedy was that they were never allowed to flourish because of the capitalist juggernaut, the grasping greed for money. Now, some would take my anti-capitalism, if you will, as a indictment against literally every aspect of what we have now. But no, I admire small businesses. I admire the little small working men trying to make something of themselves day by day, night by night. Credit to them. What I don't admire are what we have now. The constant flood of our southern border. Now, some would say it's because I'm X or Y or Z, whatever favorite word the lib left, these Trotskyite shitbags, want to put on me. But the reality is, I say this out of love. Because a revolutionary truly has love. Now, it turns to passion, it turns to fire, it turns to flame, but it is always love. And I am a revolutionary, and I have adamant amounts of love, but it just comes out as rage. Because I can see what the ruling class, these so-called elite scumbags, are doing. They are exploiting both the American worker and the poor bastards that they somehow lure from third world countries. And it's all interconnected. The reason I am against capitalism is because it's a direct element of what we have faced and what we are facing for decades. Think about it like this. We talk about our southern border, mostly on the right, because the left has somehow abandoned their pro-working man principles. But the reason I talk about it is because it's a necessity. It's because I'm a firm believer in a wise Russian man's speech about socialism in one country. And I will say this as an adamant socialist: you cannot, I repeat, cannot have open borders and a socialist state. One or the other. And I can guarantee you the former will lead to your ruin. Now, why do I say that? I don't say that out of any hatred of the poor bastards flooding our American southern border for work, for a better life. But let's be honest. If our government wanted to cease the tap of cheap foreign labor, they would have done that yesterday. The reality is they don't want it. They benefit from it. They benefit from having cheap labor flood into our country. They benefit from outsourcing good middle-class jobs to China, to India, to Vietnam, to Bangladesh, to all these countries. And then turn around and wonder why China somehow has billionaires now, why China has a deep financial investment in a multitude of countries, Italy, off the top of my head, and America as well, especially the southern parts of our country. Now, why is that? Because we gave it to them. We gave the Chinese the stick to beat us with. These filthy so-called elites, they tend to be the neoliberals, they tend to be the left, but there's plenty on the right who deserve the blame as well. And see, this is why nobody can really peg where I am, because I am above your filthy left-right paradigms, and I sound angry, but I sound angry because I love my country, and I'm sick and tired of seeing it being spat on, being used, being raped, being ravaged by these filthy scumbags we have at the top. This is 2%. The 2%. These active 2%. And their pawns that they've somehow roped into in this false racial narrative. Because unfortunately, it is the pawns of the 2% who somehow binds the adamant reality of white fragility, which was written by a fake white. And those who know what I mean when I say fake white. But those who haven't, I'm going to ask you to put the pieces together and really think about who owns the media. Really think about who owns the banks. Who did Trump and Biden marry their daughters off to, man? Some crazy shit. It really is, and I don't mean to curse, but I'm going to be honest. I got to be honest. I'm in my 20s, and my generation was supposed to be better than the last, the one before. But the ardent reality is, I'm going to keep it 100. On the anniversary of my country's independence, the United States of America's independence, my generation has less than zero of what my parents' generation, my grandparents' generation, my great-grandparents' generation had. And they, look, my great-grandparents went through the World War II, went through the Cold War, and they still had significantly more resources, community, help than my generation has, and more so the generation under me, the Zoomers. So I can understand the Zoomer rage. I can understand the Millennial rage. But as a wise 90s song said, you got it all wrong. And isn't it ironic, don't you think? A little too ironic. Yeah, I really do think. So I'm going to speak to the millennials, Zoomers, and the people that are awake, man. What we've ended up with, what we've got is crumbs, you know? Think about it, man. We have $1.5 trillion to Wall Street. Now, wrap your head around that. $1 million, and $1 million, $1 million, $1 million. You could sneeze out $1 million for 10 years. You wouldn't get close to $1.5 trillion. That's almost the national debt, and we sneezed it on Wall Street. We spent billions in this country on a bailout for the airlines. For the airlines. When you and I both know the airline industry is going to need to settle the fuck down because we have a current global pandemic, and whether you buy into it or not, it's a sense of needing to slow the fuck down and realize that our interconnected globalist system is killing us. So on the anniversary of the day that my country declared independence from a globalist empire, and me living in the city, Philadelphia, where it all started, where it took hold, the first capital of this country, where the Liberty Bell still has a crack in it, right in the public square before these Trotskyite shitbags decide to rip that down, like they ripped down the abolitionist statue, like they ripped down the statues of great men who've accomplished far beyond what these Trotskyite shitbags can ever do. Two things stick out at me. One, I am a nationalist. I am a patriot. This is my country. Yes, it's done horrible things, especially the past couple of decades. But my argument, my rage, my disgust isn't with my country. It's with the elites who claim to run it. It's with the elites who would fleece the working man out of their hard-earned pay and then flock and fuck off to other countries. And the second thing, honestly, I start to understand why Stalin took the ice pick to Trotsky. And if you know, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, doesn't need to be said what's already understood to this day. So yeah, I sound a little angry. But look past the rage, look past the anger, and do some fucking research. We have a computer in our hands. And even with the blockage, the censors, the bullshit we see every day, every week, every month, the people that lie to us again and again and again, we can still piece together what's really going on, right? Millennials, right? Zoomers, this is the best generation because we've got access to all the information. The double-edged sword of the internet is that everything is open, but everything is open. Meaning every single thing you've ever said can and will be used against you in a court of law or the court of public opinion. But that also means you have access to information. And to paraphrase what the best gorillas in the world have said for the decades, a true gorilla blends in with the people. So I'm going to let you keep that in mind. I'll be around like I always am.